Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
SBS Greek, this is Pano Apostolou. Manolis Karvelas, the president of the Hellenic RSL, Anzac Day today. Thank you, Manoli, for being with us today.
Thank you, Panos.
Why is this day still important for the soldiers, for the veterans, for the Greek community?
It's always an important day, Panos. We must never forget the Anzac sacrifices. They go back, they start at World War I. There were Greek Australians in just about every Australian conflict. So we remember that, and that's why it's important for us. In Greek, the word is symmachi. It's good that the newer generations are listening in and understanding what happened. I mean, in World War I, for example, in the Gallipoli landing, there were a couple of periods there where the battle didn't go to plan. 2,000 people lost their lives in a few days. Now, that's pretty sad, right? I won't quote you historical facts, but for this reason, we must never forget. And there were Greek Australians at Gallipoli. Be aware of that.
Many of the veterans say that the governments are forgetting their veterans. What do you think about that?
I don't think that this country, this government, will ever forget the veterans. There may be some bureaucracy, there may be some bits and pieces not going according to plan, but there is always Department of Veteran Affairs. You know, there's sometimes they go around a couple of circles. Definitely, the community and the government will not forget veterans, no question.
Mm-hmm. Another important issue for our community and your community, the community of veterans, it's all these veterans that committing suicide, and it's getting worse, apparently, with all the statistics. What's your message to the families of these veterans? And probably could be like even Greek Aussies, Greek Australians in this family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Unfortunately, war has two casualties. There's the physical casualty and there's the mental casualty. To us, they're all casualties. And it's pretty sad, yeah? If someone comes back and not quite right, post-traumatic stress disorder, those sort of things. As far as we're concerned, they're our heroes as well. You know, they've gone to hot zones. They put their lives on the line. They come back, they're not quite well. And the message to the families is, as far as we're concerned, the RSL, not just the Hellenic, whoever it may be, those boys and girls, they're our heroes as well. We will remember them.
Finally, allow me to ask this one. Are you getting enough support from the Greek community? The Hellenic RSL is getting a lot of support from the Greek community, or we can do more about that?
The Greek community, where they know what this is about, they're extremely supportive. We just had a gentleman upstairs in our hall, and I'm calling from the hall of the Hellenic sub-branch where we just made a few speeches. He came and donated many hundreds of dollars. And you know why he did it? He goes, I love what you guys are doing. So when people know what the cause is for, Greek, Australian or other, they're very supportive. What we see is a lot of people never heard of the Hellenic Memorial in the Domain Gardens. What's this about? Is there an RSL with Greeks in it? What are they doing there? That's what it is. But once they know, extremely supportive. As we said, it's historical. A lot of our people who were raised in Greece did their national service. They get it. They serve. They understand. They're supportive once they understand that we're here.
Manny Carvelas, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Panos. Bye-bye.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.